Is Newsmaker 2.
Yes, and Newsmaker 2 today being brought to you by Longbine Auto Plaza, driven by longbineauto.com.
At Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, quality products and great customer service are what we value most. And how important a clean environment is for you to see the newest from Chevy and Buick. Chevy is the only brand to earn J.D. Power Dependability Awards for 5 years in a row, and Buick has an incredible lineup of luxury SUVs. Need maintenance or repair work? Let our award-winning service professionals get you back on the road. It's our total commitment for more than 50 years that has made the difference. Come in today or visit us at longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
It is 828 KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local. Scott Hayes and Chuck Samples here on this Monday morning Newsmaker 2 time. And we say good morning to Lyon County Extension Agent Emily Prowse. Emily, how are you this morning?
Doing well, trying to warm up after coming in from outside. It's cold.
It was a little chilly this morning. We got down to 27. It's still right around 30, at least what I'm showing. It's still below freezing here in the Emporia area. So we have a big food day coming up on Thursday, Emily. And I know that anytime there's a big food day or anything like that, we like to have you in to talk a little food safety, because as much as all of the just the general planning is important, planning to keep everybody safe and healthy with that food important as well.
That's right. It is. Well, with so many food dishes that I'm trying to prepare, and that, you know, if it's turkey is the tradition, there's a lot that goes into it. You're right. And we certainly don't want to make our family sick with something else. So,
well, hopefully people did their shopping this weekend. They have all of their supplies in place. But if they purchased a frozen turkey this weekend, they need to get on the thawing process now, don't they?
Yes, absolutely. You could start today getting it in the refrigerator. I like to put mine on a cookie sheet so it has it'll catch any juices. You could put it in a 9x13 pan, whatever you have. But sit it on something that'll catch the juices. Get it in your refrigerator now, and at least get the thawing process started. Depending on the size of your turkey, you may end up needing to do a cold water bath method too, Wednesday night or Thursday morning, depending on how it looks. But certainly if your turkey is still in the freezer, get it out today and get it in the refrigerator.
That was going to be my next question. Sorry, Scott, is you know, you mentioned here about the cold water bath method for, you know, either the thawing process is going a little slower than you thought, or you simply forgot and you're in panic mode. Is one of the two methods, I guess, better for your health as far as, you know, like the longer thawing period or using that shorter cold water bath?
So either work. The water bath method, you just have to be more attentive. So the nice part about the refrigerator is you can put it in and forget about it. Of course, it takes up a lot of room this last week when you're probably buying other foods and extra things. So that can be tricky. So, I mean, it could just be that you don't have the space to do it or you've forgotten. But if you are doing it in your sink in a cold water bath, you need to be switching that water every 30 minutes, and it has to submerge the entire turkey, and you want to keep it wrapped in its wrapping. Make sure there are no tears, just for that contamination issue. But then every 30 minutes, you've got to drain and repeat. And if you have a big turkey, you're looking at, you know, if you're, you know, 20-pound turkey, you have everybody coming, it's 10 to 12 hours that that's going to take you. So it's a lot like babysitting.
There you go. Oh. So it's okay. Faster than just putting it in the refrigerator and letting it thaw out over the course of 3 to 4 days. But it can be still very time consuming when you're talking about, you know, draining that water every 30 minutes. And
yes,
you've mentioned cold water bath. So you don't want to use hot water in there.
No. Yeah, that's correct. And it does. That's our natural tendency to think, well, that'll speed it up. We need hot water. And it would make it go faster, but you're also just exponentially increasing your risk for that bacteria to grow and for foodborne illness. So cold water is important, and then that's actually why you're switching it out, to keep it cool, so that it's slowly thawing that turkey, which we want the fast, but we do not want the foodborne illness. So that's why you do want cold versus warm or hot water.
And that is also why we don't just set it on the counter and just let it sit there, right, overnight?
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. And, you know, I hear that actually often. A lot of people tend to still want to do that. And, you know, when we're in schools talking to kids, well, that's what we do. We just stick with, you know, maybe it's just a pound of hamburger. But many of us still want that tendency to be able to just leave it on the counter. And, again, that just increases the risk for that bacterial growth and making us sick, no matter what the meat is. So both of these, thawing in the refrigerator or the cold water bath, are your best methods. You can also thaw turkey or whatever meat you're cooking in the microwave, but one, it depends on the size of your microwave oven, of course. And then if you do thaw any sort of meat in the microwave, you need to cook it immediately. No putting it back in the fridge and cooling it down or anything like that. So that is another option if you have that size and that that option for you, but probably the third of the recommendations, the refrigerator first, cold water bath second, microwave if you have to.
Emily, are there other foods that need maybe some sort of thawing care that come up on a regular basis at the Thanksgiving meal, or really when it comes to Thanksgiving safety and thawing out the meat ahead of schedule, the turkey's really the big one?
Yeah, it really is the big one for that. Although with food safety and Thanksgiving, not for thawing, but stuffing is a big deal. Some still like to do, you know, maybe like their grandma did or their mom did, and stuff the turkey with their cornbread stuffing or their, you know, just regular bread stuffing. And that's really not recommended as well. It's hard to make sure that stuffing, if it is stuffing your bird, gets to the right temperature. And then, you know, if you're checking the stuffing temperature with a food thermometer, it may be a lot slower to cook than your bird, but, you know, the meat, so then you may end up overcooking your meat. And so that can be tricky. And also, it's really not recommended to buy a pre-stuffed turkey either. You don't know how that's been handled before. So stuffing, that can be a tricky one.
And one of the other things with the stuff, one of the main reasons why the stuffing inside the bird can be an issue, it's because most of the time you're using raw egg in your recipe, right? And that's what one of the things we're worried about. And not to mention just any bacteria from the turkey, but the raw egg in the stuffing.
Right. And then some people actually put meat in their stuffing too. So if they've cooked it ahead of time, and that you have these different temperatures mingling, if you don't thaw or cool down that meat before putting it into your turkey too. So you can have a lot of things going on there. And then the moisture level makes a difference too. So for those that just say, I'm stuffing my turkey no matter what, make sure it is moist. You'll be more likely to get that food bacteria killed if you do. But definitely keep all the food safety practices in play. You know, cleaning counters first, putting things back in the refrigerator while you're waiting. So, you know, there's a few process steps along with making, you know, everything we do, but for stuffing as we're talking about right now. So making sure just to keep things in the refrigerator as we go. Don't let it all set out right before mixing it together and putting it in, no matter how you do it, whether it's on the pan alongside the turkey or if you do want to stuff your turkey.
All right, so we talked about turkey, we talked about stuffing, and those are kind of the two big food safety things that a lot of people, especially in the preparation process. What are some other food safety things that we need to worry about? I'm guessing it has to do with once we have all the food cooked and we're putting it out to serve and then after we've eaten, right?
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, we talk about if the temperature is 90 degrees or more, not leaving it out for more than an hour, which that shouldn't be the case at this time of year, and hopefully your house isn't kept that hot. But so leaving things out, you don't want to do it more than 2 hours. And certainly as you are cooling down your leftovers too, put them in shallower pans, maybe stir things as you go if you're having something that's thick or a soup or something alongside. But yeah, just making sure we're not in the the dessert table. That's a tricky one too. We want to leave that all day, or maybe the dips and appetizers, but really remember to get those back in the refrigerator as soon as you can, and certainly before that 2 hour window hits.
Emily, one other thing that, you know, we bring up here, not only with the food safety, is kind of, I guess, your stomach safety, for lack of a better term, because there is so much food usually at a Thanksgiving table for at least most of us, and it's super easy to overeat. The turkey torpor is, you know, legendary, obviously, this time of year, but For those of us who would like to survive turkey, enjoy all the things that are there, but not really feel either bloated or fat or just flat out sick afterward, but just simply because of overeating, how do you do that?
Yeah, Yeah, so I would just recommend really taking it all in. And, you know, for those, I work with a lot of people who are working on weight loss, they're working on health things. You know, sometimes it's making sure you bring a dish that is something that meets your dietary needs so that you have something there that you like, that you are comfortable with. But then also take it all in, see what is there that you just don't want to live without, and start there. Eat your favorite things first, enjoy what you have, but instead of maybe going back for seconds or thirds, take a break, go on a walk, play a game, do something like that. But certainly, you know, you want to enjoy the day, and you do, you know, for a lot. They want to overeat one day, and that's okay, but yeah, you don't want to be uncomfortable. It can get pretty painful. So that's what I would suggest. Just make sure you get those things you have to have. Don't feel like you have to have it all on your plate, but focus on your favorites and then pace yourself a little bit and enjoy the day.
We were talking Diabetes Awareness Month on the Talk of Emporia earlier this month, and we were discussing, obviously, Thanksgiving and how that can be a challenge. And, you know, one of the recommendations was, first of all, maybe look at building your plate with those side dishes you don't get on a regular basis. Maybe instead of mashed potatoes, you just do stuffing. You don't do both. And, you know, maybe don't put corn on your plate. And you know, green bean casserole, since you don't get that all the time, make room for that and things like that. So that was one of the suggestions. The other one was just use a slightly smaller serving spoon. If you wanted to try everything, instead of having one, you know, having a big pile of everything on your plate, you know, one or two bites just so you can taste it and sample it and enjoy a little bit of it, maybe the better route to go in that regard, right?
Yeah, that's a great idea. And you can also do a smaller plate too if portions are just, you know, you're not going to do it. So just having less on your plate, that can help as well. But yeah, both of those are great suggestions. And certainly in the case of diabetes, just really looking at the starches, and making sure you're still balancing those out, making sure you're having certainly protein, with it too, can help with that blood sugar control also.
All right, Emily Prowse with K-State Research and Extension, our Newsmaker 2 guest this morning. We're talking Thanksgiving food safety. We discussed getting that turkey thawed if you haven't already started that process and being careful as you're cooking or preparing and cooking the stuffing, but also talked about as we put food out, you know, not leaving it out too long and letting, you know, the risk of a foodborne illness kind of creep up. What about leftovers? What are some general rules with leftovers, Emily, that are important? Because with as much food that is typically brought to Thanksgiving, you know, lunch and or dinners, leftovers are going to be aplenty. What are some general rules people need to know?
So like we mentioned, when you're putting them away, put them in smaller containers so that they cool quickly. But, you know, you really want to use them within 3 days is ideal, 5 at the most. But then reheat those well. Make sure you give them ample time to heat up. Let them sit a little bit. It's not a bad idea to keep your food thermometer handy, not just for cooking that turkey, but for reheating those leftovers. One thing I think is just fun. Find different things to do. If it's the turkey, I saw a cilantro lime turkey wrap. So maybe find something lighter and healthy that you can reuse that turkey later. But yeah, make sure you are heating it to 165 is where you want to get it. And then eat them within the, you know, 72 hours if possible. Send them home too. That can be a way to make you not feel so overwhelmed or guilty about feeling like you have to eat it all, but sharing it with your guests can be a good idea as well.
My go-to post-Thanksgiving recipe is turkey tostadas. Take leftover turkey and the gravy, and I kind of cut the turkey up. Sometimes I even chop it up and then put it in the gravy, heat it up, and then I heat up tostada shells, put that on there, and then lettuce and cheese, and they are fantastic.
That sounds great.
They are really good. I love Thanksgiving just for the food, the regular food. But I always look forward to having leftover turkey and gravy to be able to make turkey tostadas afterwards. So.
Yeah.
And anything. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, it always makes me, I don't know, I'm intrigued when people, they don't want those turkey leftovers. I'm with you. I love them. And it's not like we cook turkey very often. So for those that want it one day and are done, that always intrigues me a little.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and for if you have a lot of leftover turkey, there's nothing that says you can't freeze it and then
Absolutely.
Heat it up in 2 weeks. Maybe you just you have that turkey on Thanksgiving and then you're done and you don't want to have it again for a couple days. Well, you could freeze that turkey and then reheat it in a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, you can. And also, you know, another one is mashed potatoes. You can freeze those and make a shepherd's pie later, too. So feel like everything, has to go in the trash or, you know, just as leftovers, just the way it is. But, yeah, mashed potatoes, you can make a really easy, good shepherd's pie later on.
That is, I never even thought about that. That makes, we love shepherd's pie, especially this time of year. And having those mashed potatoes frozen and being able to take the bag out and then letting it kind of thaw and then getting it on your shepherd's pie, that's a genius idea.
Yeah.
Emily, anything else we need to hit on before we let you go?
You know, I don't think so, but maybe just the phone number here at the office in case somebody's just now catching this and thinking, oh, shoot, I forgot this or I need to know that. So, 620-341-3220, and I will be here until, we'll be here this week until Thanksgiving Day. We won't, but... usually I do start getting a lot of calls, and I haven't had too many. So maybe Thanksgiving sneaking up on us, or maybe we're pros now, which is great, too. But feel free to give me a call, and we can rehash some of this on a personal level if somebody's missing this or just having some other questions.
Okay, Emily, thank you.
Thanks, Emily.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Emily Prowse, the Family and Consumer Science Agent at K-State Research and Extension here in Lyon County, and Thanksgiving food safety, Chuck, because we love the whole menu that is associated with Thanksgiving, but making sure we're being as safe as possible. You brought up the good point. We were talking about, obviously, you know, thawing the turkey properly and preparing and cooking the stuffing properly, and you were like, what about those of us that maybe will overeat, and that might not be safe, and you and I both put our hands up.
Yeah.
So I have learned, though, that the best thing for me to do is kind of that one suggestion of just using a smaller serving spoon.
Yep.
Because I want to try everything, and so I'll put it on there in my plate, but I'll put a regular serving, and there's no way I'm getting through it all without being miserable. If I go smaller servings, then I can wait, you know, an hour. Mm-hmm. And go back, and when I make my second plate, I'm focusing on that stuff that I really want to focus on instead of, you know, so I don't know. But I am definitely looking forward to Thanksgiving on Thursday.
Amen.
One of my
that.
Favorites, and hopefully I can get some turkey tostadas made after that.
Oh, boy, that does sound good. Throw in that shepherd's pie maybe for Saturday?
Wow. Yeah, well, when Lisa and I started dating, and the first time I had her over after Thanksgiving, and she was like, what is this? I go, they're turkey tostadas. You think this shouldn't work, but this will be amazing. Trust me. Turkey and gravy together over a tostada shell with just lettuce and cheese. It's fantastic. And she agrees. She was like, yeah, you're right. It shouldn't work, but it does. So it was a go-to with me and my kids the whole time they were growing up. They've always loved them.
Awesome.
It's one of the things that it's that, you know, we talked holiday traditions earlier.
There you go.
That is definitely a holiday tradition for us. It's 8:46 here at KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. Newsmaker 2 this morning brought to you by Longbine Auto Plaza, driven by longbineauto.com. Stay tuned. We still have local headlines and sports headlines on the way. Right now, the latest national and world headlines from ABC News.
Federal investigators have joined the local police in a search for answers about yesterday's deadly crash at that Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Mark Lipisky was among those who saw it unfold.
I've never seen anything like this before in my life and never wanted.